MIS Group sees revenue increase in first quarter. The MIS Group's revenue of RM2,891.4 million, $729 million, was 2.7% higher than the revenue for the period ended March 31, 2025. This increase can be attributed to various factors, including higher freight rates and earning days in the petroleum and product shipping segment. The surge in crude tanker rates in the petroleum and product segment is a significant contributor to this increase. The rates surged in March 2026 following the disruption to Strait of Hormuz before gradually moderating at elevated levels. However, the gas assets and solutions segment saw lower revenue due to nil construction revenue recognized in the current period and lower earning days resulting from vessels disposal, layup, and lower charter rates. The group's long-term earnings visibility and future cash flow generation have been strengthened through disciplined execution of its rejuvenation and growth initiatives. Key developments include the delivery of an LNG carrier for the Qatar Energy Project through consortium partnership arrangements. Another significant development is the securing of long-term charter contracts for 5 LNG carriers with Petronas LNG, which will provide a stable source of revenue for the company. The group has also secured long-term bareboat charter and operations and maintenance arrangements for an FSO project in Papua New Guinea with ExxonMobil PNG, further solidifying its position in the market. Additionally, MHB securing an EPC contract for a marginal field development platform project will provide a significant boost to the company's revenue in the future. The group has also progressed selected new energy initiatives, including the securing of a long-term charter for a liquefied carbon dioxide carrier with Northern Lights JV alongside consortium partner K-Line. This move is expected to contribute to the company's growth and diversification into the emerging low-carbon sector. Looking ahead, LNG carrier long-term charter rates are expected to remain elevated relative to the pre-Middle East conflict period, underpinned by robust long-term LNG demand. The steam LNGC segment continues to focus on advancing its fleet rejuvenation strategy through the delivery of modern and efficient LNGCs and securing new long-term charters. This will enable the company to capitalize on the expected increase in steam LNGC rates, which are expected to remain subdued compared to LNG carrier rates.